mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's a dark day for the Republic. December 7th, 2004, a day that will live in infamy. America and the American people were suddenly and systematically, brutally attacked by our criminal government. The attack is ongoing. The attack is continuing in D.C. as we speak. They are attacking the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They are savaging it. They are murdering it with extreme pleasure. 3 weeks ago, they passed the New Freedom Initiative, the Sovietization of America, the forced psychological testing of all children, and then starting with adults with pregnant women. The guidelines were written by the drug companies. Their own public documents show it is all to make, quote, billions of dollars. The government lets them do it because they want a drugged-out, controlled population. Yesterday, because none of the conservative publications would talk about it, Patriot Act 2 and the National ID Card passed the House. And I was listening to CBS Morning Radio News, and they came on and said, Arlen Specter says it'll keep you safe. Senator Lieberman, President Bush says he'll happily sign it as soon as the Senate's gotten their job done. It's a foregone conclusion in the media. And in polls, when they say, you want us to fix the intelligence agencies? Oh, yeah, fix them. I'm for that. But when you say, do you want a national ID card, 90-plus percent are against it. So they just don't tell you about it. And you thought Patriot Act 1 was bad. Patriot Act 2, with all the secret arrest and torture and executions and DNA databases, all of it, is in this legislation that is now on the door of the Senate. They're in there, not even really debating it right now. It's a question of, if you don't pass this, the Al-Qaeda's going to get us, and then it's going to be the fault of those that didn't pass it. That's the essence of the definition of terrorism, the true old definition. The new definition is any misdemeanor crime, we're all terrorists. And you thought I was joking when I said that years ago in my analysis of Patriot Act 1. Now you see the cases. People that complain too much. People that sell marijuana. Individuals that sell knockoff Rubik's Cubes. This is what Patriot Acts are all about. And now they have rammed it through the House, and it's going into the Senate. That is the definition of terrorism. The old definition is to threaten violence or carry out violence to scare a population or individuals into acquiescing to your demands. Pass these bills or Al-Qaeda is going to get you. Give up your freedoms or America dies. Pretty simple to see who the terrorists are. By the way, this bill has nothing in it about driver's license for illegal aliens, nothing in it about the open borders. Good Republican congressman tried to introduce legislation, a congresswoman, I should add, that would have made it a federal crime and not allowed all these driver's licenses to be issued to all these foreigners, these illegal aliens. That's not even in there. So what would really stop terrorists, if they really existed outside the CIA and MI6 and Mossad, something that would really stop terrorists getting in there?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
December 7th, 2004, a day that will live in infamy. The American people was suddenly and viciously attacked by the criminals in Washington. A constitution was savaged. And I'd like to say that I have no doubt in the resolve of the American people to rise up against this unprovoked and deliberate sneak attack. Of course, that's an allusion to Pearl Harbor. At least back then, our government just didn't warn the troops. They didn't carry out the attacks themselves like they did on 9/11. By the way, it's admitted not just that the codes were broken at Pearl Harbor, not just that the Honolulu Advertiser, the big daily paper, a week before, actually 8 days before, headline, Pearl Harbor to be attacked on December 7th. Oh, I have a copy, actual copy of the newspaper. It wasn't just all that. It wasn't that the new fleet was out to sea and the old fleet tied up in neat little rows and people giving the day off. The biggest piece of evidence was the fact that four separate midget pocket subs, what, two-man subs, were sunk that morning, hours before the 300 aircraft of the Empire of Japan attacked. The ships picked them up. They first knew because one crashed on the reef. They saw it on the reef. And then the others, they sunk and depth charged, and they sunk one right outside the harbor, but they were given orders, just stand down. You know, we're just blowing submarines up right now. Everybody, just don't warn anybody. Everybody keep playing baseball or whatever you were doing, or laying out on the beach with the lovely ladies of the nursing corps. Just relax yourselves there. Go play golf. Just blowing some submarines up right now. This has always been hidden in plain view. But a couple of years ago, CNN did do a report that, quote, we attacked first. And it was admitted, okay, declassified, we were sinking the submarines that morning. And see, that's just a fact you can't ignore. But December 7th, 2004, I mean, you really ought to look at your children, folks, and know the world you're giving them, because they look up to you, they count on you to protect them, they have total confidence in you, and we are delivering them into a cross between the East German Stasi, the Nazi Gestapo, and the Russian GRU. And I'm serious when I say that. They're even hiring all the old heads of the KGB and Stasi to help run all this, and all the same systems, the tattletale squads, the snatch and grab teams, the gun confiscation forces. It's all being publicly arrayed. Many years in the making, many years in training and forging these implements to knock down the gates of America and to sack the inner city and burn it to the ground, figuratively. I got a call yesterday, and I just want to commend Ron Paul's office. I mean, his staff are the hardest working, most informed, just greatest people you can imagine, and I want you to send them thank you notes. Email them, thank them, thank Mr. Dice and the folks that answer the phones, and Ron Paul, their whole staff, because they're still there in Washington fighting what's happening in the Senate. Everybody else from the House is leaving today. They're still there fighting what's happening in the Senate right now. You probably don't know what's happening in the Senate right now if you're a new listener that just tuned in, because the mainstream media won't tell you about it. It's called a sneak attack. And, of course, even when it's not a sneak attack, like the faith-based initiatives to take over the churches and federalize them, or even when it's public and it's not a sneak attack, like the New Freedom Initiative, to forcibly psychologically test every child in the country, public, private, or homeschooled, at gunpoint if need be. They've actually passed that. That wasn't a sneak attack, and they got millions of calls. Millions, the news reported, but they just said, we don't care. We got a mandate. Forced drugging, it's conservative. Shut up. Bill Clinton and all of them just love it. They're all out supporting it. But we do have a sneak attack with Patriot Act 2. But we can't just stop with Patriot Act 2, why it's a national ID card. Out of the gates with all the bad uses and ramifications, have to have it to have a job, hooked into all these private indexes and databases, much like the CAPS 2 system where you've done nothing wrong but you can't fly, internal checkpoints, internal hardened checkpoints where you'll have the equivalent of TSA people fondling you and your wife and children, and throwing your goods out on the road at hardened checkpoints. It's all in there. All in the bill. But it doesn't stop there. Wait, there's more. Oh, it always gets better. The depths they plumb. Total Information Awareness Network funding. It's so good. But the average person driving along in their car today or reading the newspaper, oh, good. The neocon newspapers said, and the so-called conservative papers, the liberal papers, oh, good. Oh, they're working together. Don't worry, you're going to be safe now, at least for a few weeks till they have more legislation. Don't worry, everything's going to be okay now. The Senate has now got the bill, and they're getting together to keep you safe so intelligence can communicate with each other. You're for them being able to communicate with each other, aren't you? I did searches the last few days, and I knew they were trying to pass these bills. Nowhere was it discussed what was in the bill. The media wouldn't talk about it. The Newsmaxes of the world, the New York Times of the world, none of them. It's just pass it, it's good, get it done. Oh, it's great. And Bush said, better pass it or the terrorists are going to get you. I mean, they've been on the news. You better do this or it's all over. Why Al-Qaeda is not going to wait? You see, I thought Homeland Security was supposed to save us, but, oh, that's not enough. Now we need a new super agency and even more controls. And all of this going on while the border is more open than ever. And good congressmen said, well, if you're going to pass this, we might as well get it in there that illegal aliens can't be issued driver's license by states as long as we're federalizing IDs. And they said, no, we're going to accept. We're going to accept consular matriculas, and we're going to let the states keep doing this to anybody with no proof of who they are. But citizens have to jump through innumerable hoops. So I got this call yesterday, and I put out this little email. At approximately 3:30 p.m. yesterday, Ron Paul's press secretary, Jeff Dice, called me to warn that the legislation that encompasses the National ID Card and Patriot 2 provisions was on the verge of passing the House tonight, and it did. I stated that the bill and what it means for America could be described in a word as tyranny. Dice's tone was very serious, and their office was frantic to get this word out. And I made it clear, of course, on a radio interview that I did right after that, that they were very earnest to warn people that it was a war room atmosphere. Dice and Ron Paul were desperate to mobilize the alternative media before the bill reaches the Senate tomorrow. There is still a chance that we can shoot down the National ID Card provisions before the bill is passed in full. Dice went on to exclaim his disbelief at how the so-called conservative Bush administration had betrayed America and how Paul's colleagues on Capitol Hill were blindly going along with this and doing whatever Bush tells them to do without question. And Ron Paul's given his neocon speech saying the same thing. Again, Paul was on the floor fighting it at the time. And Dice, there he was, and the whole staff calling people, trying to warn them, trying to do something, because it was not the news. For the past 2 days, mainstream news articles have talked of a compromise which was made with the few dissenting voices, and the bill would be steamrolled through. However, those articles fail to mention the very worst aspects of the bill, instead pitching it as a mere reformation of intelligence communication and protocol. Please call your congressional office right now and vote your opposition to this bill. And it passed in the House last night. It's in the Senate, S-2845. The National ID Card Clause, which will be tied into the new sales tax and all the nightmares, in S-2845 is 7212. 7212. And here is an article written by Ron Paul last night after it passed. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you get this out to everybody. Police state ID card bill passes without Congress even reading it. And, folks, it's going to pass the Senate, but we've got a moral responsibility to historically at least say we called. And Jeff Dice, I talked to him this morning. We're getting Ron Paul on tomorrow. Told me that, yes, it, at least it's good that we're talking about it because then people learn of it. So call them, call your media, call everybody and go, you know, how dare you? You know, you bemoan Patriot Act 1 and say, oh, well, we didn't know what was in it. We didn't get a chance to read it. Well, the same thing just happened this time. But you did have a chance to read it. Police state ID card bill passes without Congress even reading it. That's because the last version was 3,000 pages. And mirrors the Patriot Act's sneak through. So that's Ron Paul's headline. Again, we'll be right back and we'll go over Ron Paul's comments on this. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. I hope you want to talk about Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card. And I got up against that hard break there, and it sounded like doublespeak. I said, they don't have the excuse of saying they couldn't read this bill. And then I read Ron Paul's headline, Police State ID Card Bill Passes Without Congress Even Reading It. That is, we knew the provisions and subsections that had been added months ago for a national ID card, federal standardization of that, and for Patriot Act 2. But thousands of pages were then added when this thing was brought back up for a vote yesterday. So whole giant sections hadn't even been looked at. No one had a chance to read, large portions of it, so we don't even know. And Ron Paul says here in this legislative update from last night after it passed the House that we don't even know what's in the Senate. We know the 3,000 pages that went to them, but they may even add more to that. Police state ID card bill passes without Congress even reading it. 3,000-page bill passage mirrors that of First Patriot Act sneak through. Emergency alert, National ID, Patriot Act 2 legislation on verge of passing. December 7th at 7:38 p.m., this was released. The U.S. House passed the conference report on the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act by a vote of 336 A's or I's to 75 no's vote tally. There you have it. Democrats, Republicans, it was mainly conservatives that voted against it. Bush working with the larcenous Democrats as usual. I don't want to hear Democrats whine about the Patriot Act. Bush is evil. He's a no. Bill Clinton saved me. They all work together. If you were a member of Congress, would you vote yes on a 3,000-page bill that you never had a chance to read? Most reasonable people wouldn't. Most reasonable people would want to read and study legislation before deciding how to vote, especially legislation as monumental as the intelligence reorganization legislation or so-called 9/11 bill. And monumental it is. Legislation would greatly affect various intelligence and military agencies and procedures, financial systems, international relations, not to mention civil liberties. In addition, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the legislation will cost $14.4 billion to implement over the next 4 years. That's $14.4 billion on top of the normal annual budgets for the various governmental agencies involved. Yet this monumental legislation will be voted on by members of Congress without those members having had time to read it, let alone study the bill. It's just after 2 p.m. ET on Tuesday, December 7th, the U.S. House is expected to vote on the 9/11 bill sometime today or tomorrow, but at this moment there isn't a copy of the final bill available for House members to read. So, is there a provision in the bill to establish national ID? And again, by the time I talked to Jeff Dice at 3:30, they had it. Let me give you the subsection. No one seems to know, or at least the people who don't know aren't saying. What else is in the bill? They just throw 3,000 pages at you that the select few in Washington are keeping secret. Who knows? Anything could be. And that's the point. Remember how the passage of Patriot Act was handled? Members had only 2 to 3 hours to read the 400-page bill before they had to cast their vote. The legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security was handled in the same way. So here we go again. Everyone is talking about the monumental legislation as if they've read it. News reporters, commentators, political analysts, think tanks, 9/11 families, and yes, members of Congress are busy sounding off as experts trying to convince the American public that Congress should pass it. Have any of these people actually read it? Their opinions are just based upon someone else's opinions that are based upon other people's opinions, and so on. The House version of the Intelligence Reorganization Bill is in two volumes. Volume 1 is 1,778 pages. Volume 2 is 1,586 pages. How many pages are in the final conference report, and what exactly has been added and deleted at the last minute? Well, as of 2 p.m., the final report is not available to members to read, but the vote on the enormous bill will be held within hours. We urge no vote because we believe the bill has a national ID provision in it. In addition, we urge no, and it goes on and on. So, as of 3:30, when I got a call from their office, they had gotten the subsection, and it's S2845, over 3,000 pages, and the subsection for the national ID card is 7212. And that baby passed yesterday. And that baby is now, that Rosemary's baby, is now in the Senate. They could be voting on it any minute. And the controlled press and the neocons will not tell you what is in it. They'll be back with your calls, PresentPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit SeaMineral.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
At the end of the broadcast yesterday, we had to basically not go to all the calls because a caller called in who had questions about WTC7 with Larry Silverstein saying that they gave the order to pull the building and watch it come down, and we had to end the show. We didn't have enough time to debate that, and if that fellow's listening and wants to call in the next hour, he's welcome to, and we can debate that and discuss that. We're about to go to your calls in the next hour. I also want to play a Ron Paul legislative update about the dollar, the plunging dollar, and what that means for the American people. But again, the Homeland Security 9/11 police state bill passed the House, over 3,000 pages. Part 1 is 1,778 pages. Part 2 is 1,586 pages. So what, that's 3,300 plus pages long. And we had some of the subsections, and after it was passed and voted on, they got a copy of the bill, and it did indeed have what it had in it 2 weeks ago, the National ID Card and Patriot Act 2. And again, they passed parts of Patriot Act 2 back with the Intelligence Enhancement Act, another act they had. What was it? It was December 13th of 2003, almost a year ago, when that passed. And they announced it on the same day that they captured Saddam, so it didn't really get any news. It was on the Associated Press. That was about it. They passed a large portion of it then, but looks like larger portions, if not added Patriot Act 2 garbage, was in this one. And I'm going to try, now that it's public, to look at the 3,000-something pages. I would challenge you as listeners to go to thomas.loc.gov. Hundreds of folks that want to take action, or the thousands of Internet listeners want to take action, that you might go to thomas.loc.gov and type in the bill number, S-2845. And I would hope it's been posted there now. That it went to Congress after they passed it. That's a new special thing they do. But I would imagine it should be there now that it's gone to the Senate. Subsection 7212 about the National ID card. But it's, again, hundreds of us going and looking at it can probably find some of this stuff. It's many minds together make light work, as they say. Right now, let's go to the calls. John in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you're feeling better.
Not really. I've got a cold, but thanks for asking.
All right. Well, I got a question that's not nothing to do with that Patriot Act stuff. But I've heard you and Jack Blood and Derry Brownfield talk about Masonic this and Mason that. What's Masons and who are they? And can you elaborate on that a little bit? What is that?
Do you want to hold on for the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, look, I've had great-grandfathers and people that were Masons, and they weren't bad people. Most Masons aren't bad. It's a long, lengthy answer. You know, mathematics and scientific secrets are powerful and important today, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, they unlock the secrets of the atom, the secrets of the subatomic particles in our modern quantum mechanics. Well, mathematics was just as important to people a couple thousand years ago, I don't know, 2,400 years ago with King Solomon. They knew how secret construction guilds that had been based in Egypt knew mathematics, how to build the arch, concrete, how to put pillars up, how to build structures. And those were big secrets because for the men that knew how to do it, they were at the highest levels of government and were very wealthy. And so they were very selective about who they taught construction secrets to. And, of course, now those construction secrets are open to anybody that wants to go get an engineering degree and has a mathematical brain. And so these things form. But back then, science and mysticism were one and the same. They believed that science and mathematics was mystical. So you also have a mystical occult origin to it that predates Christ, that predates Moses in the mountain, that predates Abraham. And so it's occultic. And so it is occultic by its very roots. And these construction guilds then became political, more and more political, and amassed great levels of power. And they were known as Rosicrucians or Knights Templars, and basically they were all secret intelligence agencies, but they have the occult underpinning because they go back into antiquity and still have those same rites and rituals dating back to that. And then in modern times they become locally just good old boy clubs that patronize each other, and sometimes they're very corrupt, sometimes they're altruistic, depends on the people running local Masonic lodges. But nationally and internationally, the grand heads of it are Satanists, the Luciferians, at the higher degrees above the 33rd degree that most Masons, porch Masons as they call them, don't even know exist. So that's what the Masons are, and that's what they're doing. So there's your answer.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Talking about the media there and how they're selling us out by not covering all this. I have a new acronym for them, Manipulators Eroding Democracy in America. That's how I refer to them anymore. I wondered if you had caught the CNBC interview yesterday afternoon. It was around 4:30-ish Eastern time with the police chief from Miami.
Oh, no, I missed that.
It was just so like cryptically scripted. Alex, they had the police chief on. It was a Kudlow and Kramer show, I think, and they were interviewing him about this passage of the National ID card and that. And
wait a minute, they actually admitted it?
Well, they were talking about it, and what the police chief did admit to, I'm paraphrasing here, is that I think I've come around, he was saying, that we need to accept this national ID card as a real thing, and that Americans really should be thinking about giving up some of their rights for security. And then the guys come back, and it was like, oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And it was just like total brainwashing. And, you know, anyone that's still getting all of their information just from the mainstream media are total what I call Stepfords, because they
and
are
I
definitely
doubt
brainwashed.
Again, people watching don't put two and two together.
No, they don't. And
if
they
the borders stay wide open, they're going to accept all these foreign, easily bought and faked, counterfeited ID cards. They wouldn't even put, I mean, it's a joke, folks. This national ID card is just like they can control you when you fly. It's going to be for jobs, school. It's admitted, everything.
Oh,
internal checkpoints on the highways. It's in the bill.
And most jobs are going to be, you know, these Stasi-like law enforcement jobs to begin with. You can see it. Everyone's picking up in the community colleges and elsewhere, you know, law enforcement degrees and this like that. It's becoming a big thing.
Something, and we're saturated in it. Something I didn't really cover enough yesterday. I went out to eat at Marie Callender's. It's a chain of restaurants because I wanted to go eat their salad bar. And I get some of the, you know, children's menu with the Crayolas. And on it, it's cops with billy clubs swinging them at you, and it says the CIA is law enforcement, they're here to help you, and then it was just cops helping children, and it says they're the greatest heroes you can have, and I mean, maybe a cop who does something heroic is a hero, but they're not all heroes, you know, they're paid to do a job, but the point is, it's just this, we're just immersed in propaganda. These are your leaders, they're here to help you, and the CIA is here to help you, they're law enforcement. Well, no, they're not. They're not supposed to operate domestically, but children's menus, you know, it's everywhere.
It's like the cigarette companies aiming lower and lower and lower to try to get their propaganda across. I was hoping you could comment quickly on two things that I see that are going to happen before the final push for the big power grab is they're going to have to work on their gun grab. And I can see the final collapse of the economic situation here with the devaluation.
Yeah, that's
going to
be it. If stuff gets lawless and breaks down, I know I agree with you. That's how we'll do it. Thanks for the call. This is what I see happening. And I pray, I hope, I work as hard as I can to stop it. This is what I see happening. Sometime in the next year, they might wait 2 years while they train their people and put all their police state in place and put more face scanning cameras up on the smallest rural roads and license plate scanning cameras. But a massive terror attack, a suitcase nuke or radiological bomb, maybe a smallpox release. And this is what the CFR is saying will happen. And then things are really going to break down. But if the economic collapse comes faster, they may go ahead and do it in the next few months. This could happen any time. Just right in the middle of an economic crash, they will then carry out a terror attack that will cause the people not to blame the government. It will cause the people to rally around the government, even though stuff's tough and we're having to take your pension funds. Man, Al-Qaeda, you're better off than those people in that big city where, you know, 200,000 died when the nuke went off. We thought the world changed forever after 9/11. And some people said, don't take our rights for security. Boy, they're being shown for the traitors they are. In fact, some of them are being arrested right now. No one's going to question this now. And yes, call it what you want. It's martial law, but it's what we need. And this had to happen for people to finally wake up and give up their freedom. It's call it martial law if you want. We call it security. And then no one will mention, well, wait, you left the borders wide open or whatever event happens. Well, wait, you had systems that could pick up these nuclear weapons. Or wait a minute, you know, smallpox is only in a Russian and U.S. laboratory. There won't be any of that. It'll just be, the government is saving you. The new freedom is here. And they've got all their laws lined up, all their things, and then see, it's this atmosphere of tyranny. While that happens, then riots broke out in surrounding areas during the quarantine. And they were running gun battles with police. I'm sorry, as it spreads, everyone, if you want food to be delivered to your local area, you've got to come in and turn in your firearms or report who's got them. Now, if you want to keep your firearm, we've got a quick little database check we can do. And you can come in for a week-long training seminar, and then you may be given a firearm as an auxiliary force leader in your area. So you'll have squads of yuppies and people who need a job, and then so they'll all be part of that. And that's going to be how it works. And you go, well, why would they do that? Because they want power and control, folks. Because they're threatened by liberty and freedom. They know we're waking up to them. We know we're going to stand up against their new freedom initiative to force psychologically test and force drug. They know we're going to stand up against their free trade area of the Americas. They know we're going to stand up against all this. We're going to get angry by the deindustrialization. So there's got to be a big enough threat to get us to all rally around this thing while it happens. And let's go to the calls. Tim in Ohio, or we already talked to Tim in Ohio. Steve in Ohio. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, Alex, I have to put you on the spot here, but I get to renew my license in a year or so. And my question is I don't know how the state of Ohio is, but when they start asking for retina scans, what would you recommend for people like myself if that's going to be the law in a year, because that's when my expiration comes up? And also, will you personally be willing to do that yourself?
Well, let me, again, this is a big question. And it's a sophisticated question. I didn't have a driver's license for 4 years.
Okay.
I had an expired one. When my license expired, have you ever seen America Destroyed by Design?
Yes, I have that video.
Yeah, and so the last 20 minutes I go in and preach at the police and they arrest me. That's just part of the small part of the film.
Right.
And I went for 4 years, almost longer than that, almost five, without an ID card.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tickets for it, and I had a lot of trouble flying, and a lot of things went on. And then I said on air that I went ahead and thumbprinted and face scanned.
Oh, you've already gone through that biometric?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
I went ahead and went and did that because it's something you have to weigh. You know, it's like people laughed at me after I got arrested.
Right.
Protesting thumbprinting. They said, well, they went ahead and thumbprinted you anyways when you got arrested. Ha, ha, ha. They saw it in their worldview as if I individually was caring about myself, and whereas, ha, ha, I got arrested and thumbprinted anyway. No, it was about bringing attention to it.
Right.
It was about educating people. It was about getting it on the local news, showing what was happening. You know, and my analogy was Rosa Parks, you know, why didn't she just put clown pancake makeup on and act like she was a white lady, and then she could have ridden at the front of the bus? Well, it wasn't about her individually. It was about drawing attention. And
right.
So while I fight the national ID card and while I go against it, if I can't get on an airplane to fly to L.A. to go on national TV and fight the national ID card, then you have to weigh that. You know, let's say we go into a total police state, total New World Order takeover, and I've got to have something to, you know, travel to do something I need to do. You know, it's a war zone. You know, as a secret agent in Nazi Germany, would I have fake IDs or would I go through a process? Yes. You know, we fight the system. We go against the system. We fight employers that try to make us have it. We go against that. But understand, the retina scanners and thumbprints are in the bill, but they can also have a face print, which is a digital photo, or a thumbprint. Understand, sir, any camera of a high enough digital quality, which is just mid-grade, they're already face scanning you on the street.
Right, but it almost seems like it's a somewhat acquiescence, because the fact of the matter is, Alex, and I understand in your position now, where would you draw the line if they said we need to put a biometric chip in under your skin? Would you conform to that in a year? They may have it in a year. And if they do
Well, they will after a nuke goes off.
Well, okay.
They've been softening us up for
right.
it, and that's the plan. But let me stop you.
Okay.
Let me just explain what I'm trying to... I mean, you asked a question, it's a serious one. I'm trying to give you the answer.
Okay.
From my view, you can have your own view. You know, this is an area open for debate. Okay, I'm not saying I'm the grand poobah here. What I'm trying to get at is, when you walk outside, or you walk to the mall, or when you walk in a hotel, or when you walk under that camera on the street corner, most of those have face scanning software.
Right.
So already they're doing it.
Right.
Most states have federally put in the scanners that scan your license plate and create that number into a digital check. So that's the point is, it's already here. I fought it for 4 years. I tried to stop it. We already had the national ID card at the local level. Now they're just going to make it the law that you've got to have it to have a job, even if you don't have a car.
Right.
And now they're going to tie it to all that. So, but no, when it comes to the point of take a chip And, I mean, you'll be a trusted citizen. Even after the nuke or the smallpox release, they still won't make you. It'll just be, well, you're automatically pulled over, or you're not trusted to go in the mall, or certain grocery stores aren't going to let you, and they're going to have mass chipping centers. Folks, this is going to happen, by the way.
Right. But one last thing. I was telling you yesterday about people getting off the grid system, and I'm saying seriously that if this thing gets so tyrannical that people's lives are miserable, I would recommend people quit their jobs and just work for food and just live like vagabonds in the hills.
I agree with you, but then what are you going to do when they have mop-up ops and they send out the local ghoul squad,
right,
to you know, go to your little camp because you're probably a terrorist? You know, you're gonna, you know what you're going to have to do.
Right. Oh, by the way, did you get the video yet?
Which one?
The Tom Brokaw one.
Yes, I did, and I'm going to send you off some videos for sending that to me.
Okay, I got some other stuff I'll put on DVD for you, okay?
Thanks a million, sir. I appreciate it. Punching out of the system, running to a foreign country, that'll work, but only so long. We've got to fight this now. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's the history of the world, elites trying to dominate and enslave their populations to ensure their control, to knock out any resistance. They're threatened by your intellects, by your freedom, by your minds, by your love. All they've got is their power and their control, and they want more. They're dark-hearted creatures. Dr. Deagle, a U.S. government expert and who was inside Homeland Security meetings, he wants to come on today, so we'll have him on as a guest the next hour, and so does Jack McClam. And I'm glad both these gentlemen called, police and military against the New World Order. We'll just have them on as guests the next hour and take your calls. And I got a fever and a cold, folks, so I'm going to be running a rebroadcast of that microchipping interview I did last week in the third hour. I probably shouldn't even be in here today because it'll end up making me sicker longer, but you got to do what you got to do. I just couldn't not come in and do the broadcast today. And before I go to David in Illinois and others that are patiently holding, I really hope you'll listen to my call and take action and realize that they may put in whatever laws they want. They can say black people aren't human beings again. We don't have to follow it. You know, they can claim that George Bush or Al Gore are God and sovereigns. They're not. They can claim they're going to force drug us and force psychologically test us. At the grassroots, we've got to say no and fight it and take over our city governments politically and hold the line against it, like we've done with Patriot Act too. When they use Patriot Act against innocent people, non-terror related, we've got to scream bloody murder and point it out and fight it. You've got to get past our fear, and you've got to take action out there. The big thing is educating people. Folks get little bits of info here and there, but they never get the big picture. They do get the big picture if they're blessed enough, I guess, to stumble across this broadcast or other broadcast. But they're really blessed if you give them a copy of one of my videos. And I've made 11 of them. They're all excellent. They show you what the New World Order is up to. They're an encyclopedia of information. If you watched all 11 films, you would have a master's degree of data that took people decades to collate and put together and understand the plan. All the work of other people put together and all the information. I mean, really, the 11 films together, it's got to be 15 hours of video or more. If you just watch these 11 films, it's got to be 15 hours. What am I talking about? It's got to be 22. It's got to be like 30 hours. The average film about 2.5 hours long. See, my math isn't working too well today, folks, with a fever. But I got a fever just like this country's burning right now. It's liberties and freedoms. It's like the soul of this country's burning out right now. But the wheat from the chaff, while the freedom, while the liberty is dismantled, and for every action there's an equal or greater reaction. And there's a great, what do they say in the Bible? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Are you part of that standard? Will you be part of Gideon's army? Will you be called to stand up and stand in the light and not hide in the darkness and stand up for your children and your humanity and decency and honor? I hope you'll get my videos. I got deals where you buy one for the regular price and the next DVD is $5.95. We offer that. We got a 9/11 special, about half off. We got a bunch of different specials. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the special and give it as gifts. Or just make copies of the originals. But folks like getting originals, you know, as a gift. It's nicer. You can buy like 10 copies of my DVDs and pay $5.95 a piece for them. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Call, get them out to people. We're the majority. We have the majority view. We have the Constitution and history on our side, and we're going to win. But it's going to be a lot more painful if you don't take action. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Don't forget ArnoldExposed.com. Join us in that historical fight against the elite trying to amend the Constitution and the other. So many things I'm fighting, and I want you to join me in the fight. Be side by side with me, please. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, all the films. Several books, audio reports, video reports, hundreds of things at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We'll be back with the second hour. Introduced.